The world is a big and magical place, and Jason and Colin are your guides. So grab a bucket of pixie dust, because this is Disney World with sass and no strollers. And here are your two fairy godfathers.
Hey, fairy friends, and welcome to another episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. I'm Jason Matheson.
And I'm Colin Matheson.
How y'all doing today?
Hi, y'all.
Booter and Onion, this is the Paula Deen Disney podcast.
You running out of breath actually kind of sounded like her.
Well, yeah, it does. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We're happy you're here. Put on your Mickey ears and let's have a good time.
I can't believe it's been 2 weeks already.
I know. Since the podcast. Because, yeah. You know, a little fairy reminder, we drop new episodes every other Monday. So Mondays are for fairies, or every other Monday's for a fairy.
Unless you're me, it's every day.
Every day is for Colin. But we're going to start off going through some news. And a little bit later in the podcast, we're really excited to do this one because we put it off, but this happened back in July and we were so excited for it, but we weren't doing episodes at the time. So now,
and then when we did bring the podcast back, there was so much news to talk about with Disney Genie Plus and 50th and all kinds of stuff that we just didn't talk about it then. So
girl, it's very, very busy. So let's get started right away with some mouse topics. So D23 happened over the weekend. Thank you very much. You provided us with many headlines to talk about. Because Colin, about midweek, was like, okay, girl, what's the headlines? What's poppin'? What are we going to talk about? What's the big news, the big headlines? And then D23 happened like a beautiful bushel of happiness.
Yeah, because I don't like to waste your time with like itty-bitty little things. Like,
no, you can find that out yourself.
Yeah, there's this new singular treat at this one place.
Well, but that's great. I mean, that's what Disney Food Blog is for. Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That's just not us.
That's not us. We're big picture, big things that we think you're going to care about, especially since our whole podcast is doing land and world through the eyes of grown-ups. Okay. So, Kyle, I'm just going to throw out some headlines that came out of D23. You react.
Hit me with your best shot.
Okay, Pat Benatar. First, let's start at Magic Kingdom. So, we found out there's going to be the Festival of Fantasy Parade is coming back. Now, look, Colin's face, girl, even through the Botox that Colin has on his forehead, I can see an eyebrow raise. Now, it's very Marsha Cross, but it is an eyebrow raise because Colin is not a fan of the parades, nor am I, but this is a big deal. People do, even the adults love
people
parades.
Love
this was
parades.
A big parade.
Yes.
This is a good one, though, you have to admit.
Sure. Okay. It is. It is a good, I mean, of all the parades, this is a big one to come back.
Yeah. And then all the cavalcades that were kind of a parade replacement in the COVID era, they announced that the cavalcades are staying, Kyle. So they're, you know, when the music changes and then there comes Mickey and Minnie and like Buzz Lightyear and these convertibles down, you know, counts like a cavalcade. Yeah, the cavalcades that replace parades, the Disney Parks chief said they're here to stay. So even with the return of parades, cavalcades aren't going anywhere, which I actually like those.
Yeah, because that's a quick little, you can see what you want to see and be on your way.
Yeah, you can always tell, fairy friends, if you've never been to the parks, when a cavalcade is coming, because the park music changes to, like, if it's the Incredibles, you know, you start to hear the score from the Incredibles, or if it's Star Wars, you hear the Imperial March, and then the characters kind of slink their way through the park on convertibles, and it's cool. It's a nice up-close way to, and a quick parade. See?
Yes.
You have, now that's a parade that you like.
That's why I said, because it's quick. Literally drive by and I can go.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait a half hour and watch all this stuff that I don't care about. I got places to be.
One little quick headline, though. There's going to be a new castle show with Mickey called Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair. Again, Colin is asleep, so we're going to go right to Epcot. Okay, let's move to Epcot because there's some big things happening in Epcot. So we found out a sorta opening date for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which is the next huge ride opening at Walt Disney World.
Now this I'm excited for.
Yeah. Summer 2022. We found out.
Do we think they're going to stick to that deadline?
Summer 2022.
Which means sometime between April and October.
Summer 2022. No, and they revealed the concept art, the poster. We saw some images of the queue, which Colin and I just looked at right before we went on the air. The queue looks awesome.
Yeah, there's lots of good videos and stuff out there, but we usually go to like Walt Disney World News Today or one of those kind of things. They'll have all kinds of great photos you can go see.
Which, can I pause and say, I love the shade. If you guys follow Walt Disney World News Today Twitter, the shade that he throws at Bob Chapek, who's the...
He does not like him.
Girl, that is some funny shade. I always love people that give executives a hard time. Not my buddy Bob Iger. Bob Iger can do no wrong in my book. By his book, by the way. But dude at WDW News Today hates Bob Chapek, which...
Well, so does the other half of the world.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either. Anyway, okay, back to Guardians of the Galaxy. This roller coaster looks like it's going to be kind of like a storytelling coaster, kind of like Hagrid's at Universal.
Yeah.
Mixing a whole bunch of storytelling devices. The car itself kind of spins around.
Yeah, I think you'll probably like slow down and be in part of a scene and do stuff like that.
Which, again, Universal's Hagrid's, that's still, I got to tell you, one of my favorite rides of the last 5 years.
It's a fun one. It's got everything.
Yeah. You paused. I didn't think you liked it.
No, I do.
Oh, okay. We're going to get a new statue of Walt that's going to be found in World Celebration because, you know, they're renaming all the neighborhoods. And it's going to be at a place called Dreamer's Point. It's a beautiful statue. We just saw a picture of it.
Yeah. So he's kind of like sitting and leaning forward, leaning on his knees, I think. And so people can like sit next to him. And I think it's going to be a popular one.
When we brought, I didn't even tell you this, and one more, probably the biggest headline, the expansion of Epcot is going to wrap up in 2023.
Oh, good Lord, I feel like it's been under construction forever.
And that brings me to something that kind of like broke my heart, because if you've listened to our podcast, Hollywood and Epcot are our two favorite parks. Am I fair on that?
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
And when we brought this group of eight about a month ago, my TV show executive producer, Jeff, had not been to Walt Disney World since he was a kid. And I kept bragging about Epcot and World Showcase. And Jeff just told me recently that he was kind of underwhelmed by Epcot. And he said the reason, the construction.
Well, yeah, I mean, it takes you out of it.
It does. So,
and half the park is under construction.
So I bring that up because, fairy friends, if you're listening to us and you are debating whether to book a Walt Disney World vacation and Epcot is a want for you, I might wait. Like, if this is your one shot, I might wait until maybe the end of 20. I would wait until next year when another chunk of the construction is completed. Because this is a very different Epcot right now, you know, don't you think, Kyle? I mean, it's basically 40% of it is behind walls.
I would say World Showcase is fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's just going to, if you're anything up front, it's all behind green walls.
Yeah. And you're not really getting Epcot at its best. So if you can wait, is that a cocktail you have? I hear rattling over there. Is that?
No, it's water. I didn't want to have another coughing fit. We were at a wedding yesterday and leave it to me. It was like, I don't know. The one time you don't want to have a coughing fit.
Funeral or a wedding.
And I'm sitting there.
Or like, some sort of like orgy.
I'm doing that. And it's just getting worse and worse.
Worse and worse. Worse.
And here I am again. The one time I don't want to have a coughing fit.
The recording of the podcast.
And it's coming on.
It's all right. The fairy friends will forgive you. Just, you can, if you have to cough, don't worry about it. That's Colin coughing.
I know. I'm going to tickle in my throat.
So Disney's Hollywood Studios. Let's move there, Kyle, shall we? So the big thing.
This is what I was excited about.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what my first headline's going to be?
Maybe not your first, but I know what one of them is.
The Return of Fantasmic.
That's what I'm excited about. Jason hates Fantasmic.
Okay, describe for the virgins, or do you want me to? I'm not making a joke. I will. Poor Colin is coughing. Fantasmic is a nighttime show. It mixes projection on water. It mixes live action. It takes place kind of in a lagoon, kind of a little island.
It's an amphitheater.
An amphitheater, but there's water elements. There's boats. There's a freaking
lot going on.
Bigger volcano. Mickey Mouse is up there like Fantasia. It mixes a lot of crafts to create a really spectacular nighttime show. Colin, as you can tell, enjoys it more than I do. And I don't know why.
When's the last time you've seen it?
Drunk, about 4 years ago.
I think that might be the problem.
Okay. It's coming back next year, and it's going to have new segments with Frozen, Aladdin, and Moana.
Does that make you want to see it more?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yeah. So that's back in time for the 50th. So Fantasmic is returning. And that was really kind of the only big, big announcement out of Hollywood. But what were you going
to
say?
Well, the Galactic Star Cruiser is kind of attached to Hollywood.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. But I'm talking about, I was going to say, Hollywood has had so much attention and so many changes the last 5 years. It goes to figure that Epcot would get a lot of announcement love because it's under, you know, construction.
Yeah. And unless they decide to get rid of Indiana Jones, or they're finally going to do something with the museum, Little Mermaid, all that Disney Junior stuff.
Back where Launch Bay is, Star Wars Launch Bay.
Bulldoze all that and put a ride in. Unless they're going to do that. Or, like I said, Indiana Jones, get rid of that and put a ride. There's nothing to do at Hollywood Studios. It's all been redone and it's expanded as much as it can.
It is kind of a dead zone, unfortunately. And I so miss Star Wars Launch Bay. That store in there and the museum, the store had Star Wars collectibles that you really couldn't find in many other stores on property or just anywhere. And then it got very generic toward the end.
Yes.
They started putting items in Launch Bay that you could find at any other store. But anyway, okay, I'm getting off topic. So the Galactic Star Cruiser, or as normal folks call it, the Star Wars Hotel.
Yeah.
A lot of news, a lot of visuals. The big one is Disney Parks on YouTube, their channel, released a video showing the head of parks taking part in a lightsaber training class, which you will be able to do as a guest.
Now, I have a question.
Go ahead.
In that video that we just watched.
Yes, sir.
Was that the new lightsabers?
Okay. That's a great question. I don't believe so.
Okay, because they showed the new ones, I guess, at D23.
They did, and announced that you won't be able to buy them, and you won't be able to use them. They're there for the actors, the cast members. You as a mortal will not be able to hold one, I guess.
A Terran
from Guardians of the Galaxy, or a Muggle for in another universe. But anyway, so they show the lightsaber class. They showed what...
To go through what that is, if you haven't seen it, if you've ever seen, is it A New Hope? Yep. When Luke is on the Millennium Falcon and he's blind and he's got that helmet on and he's blindfolded with
it. Obi-Wan's training him.
Yep, and he's training him and there's that little orb flying around shooting lasers at him. Live Foley artist, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And then he's got his lightsaber and he's supposed to be deflecting the laser beams. That's what you're doing in this thing. You stand on a little target on the floor and it projects lasers from the wall and you're supposed to use your lightsaber to deflect them.
It's really cool. I mean, you didn't think it was cool?
It's all right.
Oh, I thought it was pretty awesome. I'm the bigger Star Wars fan of the two. I thought it was pretty awesome. I mean, we're seeing a YouTube video, so we don't get to see how the lasers look until you're there. Yeah,
give me a cocktail. I might like it better.
Whatever. Anyway, don't listen to him. He's a bitter coughing.
I'm a bitter old queen.
He's a bitter coughing little biatch right now. So trust me, Star Wars fans.
The cough is gone for now.
I have your back. This is cooler than bitchy Smurf over here is making it seem. Okay, now the other thing is we kind of saw what the bridge looks like. And I don't know in what capacity you're going to be able to go up there. But it was really cool. You get to kind of touch the buttons and you get to kind of protect the ship and fire on TIE fighters and take us to light speed like you do on the Millennium Falcon ride. Did you like that there, bitchy Smurf?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, no, I... What?
You're very hard to please today.
No, I'm just... I think, Smuggler's Run is so immersive and so cool
yeah
that this looked a little, you know what it reminded me of?
What?
A a little Space Invaders, or like back in the day when Space Mountain used to have the games in the queue and you could like shoot the ships coming in. That's kind of what it felt like. It was very like old school target on the screen that you have to move and shoot.
Okay.
I was like, meh. I thought it could be cooler, but I don't know that like if that's actually the final finished product, how they're going to do it and use it,
who, yeah.
how many people get to do it. I don't know.
Yeah. Again.
Give me a cocktail. I like it.
Just take Colin with a bit of salt and a little sugar today. I thought it looked cool. Again, as a Star Wars fan, I'm going to withhold judgment until I see it in person. We also, the D23 audience got to meet the singer, Gaia, I believe her name is. I'm probably getting that wrong. They unveiled some of the aliens. The Disney Park Instagram revealed pictures of the droids. A couple of the new droids are going to be meeting on the Galactic Star Cruiser. So
for the low, low price of $10,000
a weekend. $10,000
a week,
yeah.
No, I don't know. Isn't it like $3,000 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Two-night minimum stay, booked up right away. I'm like,
unless you're hosted by Disney, then I don't know, which we're not. Just a couple Disneyland headlines, and then we're going to get to our big review of this episode. Magic Band Plus is coming to Disneyland in 2022.
And that picture of that Magic Band?
Awesome. Mm-hmm. See? Oh, everybody, that was Colin getting excited about something in this episode. Did you finally like it, Bitter Betty?
I got excited about Fantasmic.
Okay, that's right. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry, Colin.
I got excited about Galactic Rewind.
Okay, he's been excited about three things. I apologize. No, but you're right, sweetie. The Magic Band Plus picture, I'm looking at it now, looks awesome. I will be buying many of these.
I know.
Yeah. The other thing I think folks really care about, the Main Street Electrical Parade is turning 50 next year. So Disney's bringing it back, which people love that parade.
Yeah, I can't believe they got rid of it.
I can't believe. We had a version of it here in Minneapolis called the Holodazzle, and they got rid of it many years ago, and I wish they would bring it back. So, and then they revealed some updates to Downtown Disney. They're bulldozing the AMC Theater, I believe, on the west side, revitalizing that area, which they need to.
Yeah, it was dead.
It's a very similar dead zone to what we were talking about at Hollywood Studios by Launch Bay, Little Mermaid, and Disney Junior. That's just a kind of an unfortunate dead zone at Downtown Disney.
Disneyland's also bringing back Fantasmic and World of Color.
Yes. World of Color.
That's cool.
That is awesome. It's our friend Haley. Hey, Haley, who's the executive producer of Good Day LA. It's her favorite nighttime show.
Oh, fun fact.
Yeah, she loves it. Okay, time to do a fun review. As we said at the top of the podcast, I'm really excited for this because this is something we are both equally thrilled to tell you about. And to set the table again, throwing no shade at folks that are influencers that are, we are proudly not hosted. When we stay at a property, when we stay at a hotel, we pay for it ourselves. We're not hosted. We get no special treatment. So the reviews that we give are through kind of that lens. And that brings us to a premium stay. Now, also setting the table, here's another fork. We realize that this is a special occasion on the expensive end property to review, but it deserves some attention too. And the property is?
The Four Seasons Orlando.
Yeah. Okay.
If I was made of money, girl.
Girl.
I would live here in a heartbeat. And you can live there.
You can. For the low, low price.
Yeah. The residences at the Four Seasons. You can live there if you'd like.
$30 million.
Yep.
We stayed here back in July, and we were there for about 4 days, 3 or 4 days, and really wanted to take advantage of the property. We had some reservations going in. One of the reservations, Colin and I like convenience getting to the parks. Thus the reason, usually our home base is the fabulous Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin. That's usually where you can find us when we're staying there. When we're staying, when we go to Walt Disney World. So we had some reservations because we were like, oh, how is their shuttle system? Does it run a lot?
Well, because we had a friend, Haley, stayed there before.
Yeah.
And back then they had like this big full-size coach.
Yeah.
And like it went to every park. And like, so if you wanted to go to Animal Kingdom, and that was the last stop, you had to go to Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios before you could get to Animal Kingdom. And I'm like, I don't want to sit on a bus for a half hour to get to my one park.
Yeah. So we were really worried about transportation. And we got there, and immediately that was almost put to rest. But the property itself is stunning. I mean, it's the Four Seasons, so this is kind of a no-duh.
Yeah, if you're not familiar, it's in the Golden Oaks neighborhood. So that's where all the millionaires live down there. It's mm-hmm. on Disney property. And it's you can actually see the Four Seasons as you're driving up to Magic Kingdom. If you look to your right across Bay Lake, it is to the right. It's that kind of big white building, squarish with like two towers.
Yes. So
it's out by like Camp Wilderness, like north. I think it's north. Maybe it's west. I don't know. It's between Disney Springs and Magic Kingdom.
So that's where it is. And again, when you're hearing Colin say that, you're like, well, that's kind of far out there. Yes, it is. And that's a plus and a minus. The minus is you do need transportation to get anywhere. It's not near really any of the parks. I mean, the closest park to it is probably
Magic Kingdom. But the plus is their transportation system. So they have these new motor coaches. They're like, I don't know.
If you watch The Real Housewives, when they go on a trip, it's the Mercedes vans. That's kind of what they're like.
Yeah, just extra big ones. So, but really comfortable individual seats, you know, leather, air conditioned. There's nobody on them hardly. And they run to like only two parks at a time. So it'll go to like Epcot and Magic Kingdom. And it's the same schedule. They give you the schedule and it's the same times all day. So instead of like a Disney resort, you don't know when the bus comes. They just say every 20 minutes. You don't know if it left 2 minutes ago and you're going to be there for 18 minutes. You actually know when the Four Season buses are coming. There are scheduled pickup times.
Basically on the quarters.
And drop-off times. So it's like if you're in the park and you're like, oh, I know there's a bus that's going to be here in 7 minutes. Let's run. Or let's wait for an hour. We can do that.
Yeah. So like, you know, Epcot's at 15, you know, the pickup at Epcot's at like 15. Now this isn't factual, but Epcot's at 15, the pickup at Hollywood's at 30, Animal Kingdom is 45, and Magic Kingdom's at the top of the hour. So you just kind of plan your day, plan your day and your night around the pickup time of the buses. So my number one worry immediately was alleviated and it exceeded my expectations, as did the property as a whole. I mean,
it's stunning.
It is stunning. And we have been very lucky enough to stay at some really great properties around the country. This is by far one of our favorites. There are four pools.
It just is like never ending.
It's never ending. There are multiple pools.
So when you come out the back, there's the adults only quiet pool, you know, very tranquil, very beautiful. And then you go down and the one pool that's down there, it's just massive. It just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, it's a five diamond resort and it's on 26 acres. And like Colin said, there's an adult only resort. There is a fabulous pool bar restaurant right off near the adults only pool. And then there is like a lazy river. There's a water slide.
Yeah, the dueling water slides we loved.
Fantastic. Yeah, the lazy river was, you know, we went to Blizzard Beach that same trip. And the lazy river at the Four Seasons was way better, in our opinion, than the Blizzard Beach one. Because again, less people. Way classier. The food is amazing. We had dinner at one of the restaurants on property.
I believe it was called Ravello.
Ravello, yeah, because there's a steakhouse too.
Kappa. Which I think was closed when we were there because of COVID. It was,
yeah.
But I've heard amazing things. If you can go up there, even just to be at the bar and watch the fireworks.
Yeah.
It's great.
And if you do have offspring, if you have children, they have an entire kids pool area called Explorer Island, and that's where the water slide is, which is awesome. But okay, enough about kids. So various restaurants, various bars. They have a fabulous coffee shop with amazing pastries that look over, you know, you walk out on the veranda and you look over the property. And then the gym. I was going to say fitness area, but let me just call a gym. The most gorgeous hotel gym I've ever been in my life.
I'm sure.
I think about that gym all the time. I'm not kidding. It is one of the most premier hotel gyms I've ever been in. So bottom line, as you can tell.
Well, and we've done the spa there before, too.
Oh, that's right. Another trip. The spa was great, too. Bottom line, there is a reason this is a five-diamond resort, a AAA five-diamond. It exceeded the – and we had high expectations.
Yeah, the rooms were huge and spacious and big balconies. Like, we loved everything about it.
Yeah. It just probably one of my favorite trips to Disney World, period. And the reason was that resort. I mean, it really was. It was a big reason why I loved that trip.
Again, the price tag can be the biggest problem. You know, starting at a cheap night, it's probably $900. And they go up to $1,500, $2,000, depending on the time of the year and everything. But
I'm going to do – this is what we're going to do just for the sake of the episode. I'm going to put in – like January 7th, which is a Friday, to January 9th. And I'm going to put two adults, and I'm just going to check the rates. January, it's post-holidays.
Let's do it. Is that me coughing or you?
That's me coughing now. We are looking at $1,000 a night.
Oh, that's very typical.
Yeah. So $1,085 for just a normal view.
Yeah, I think that's their starting rate, actually.
Yeah. So that kind of gives you, again, we said it going into this. We know this isn't an every trip kind of place to stay. This is a quick weekend or a honeymoon or you are splurging.
Or if like you are going with your kids and grandma and grandpa are coming and don't want to stay at the All-Star Resort with you, grandma and grandpa can stay at the Four Seasons. You can stay at the All-Star Resort and then just go visit them.
Yes.
Because they will love the resort.
Or if you're bringing a very, very, very rich relative and they've offered to pay for everything,
take advantage.
And we're going to take advantage of this moment to say goodbye so Colin can go to the drugstore.
I know. I'm so sorry, friends.
They won't even be able to hear the coughing. It'll be processed out.
I hope so.
If not, just don't email us, okay?
I know. I'm sorry.
Don't forget to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It helps.
Yeah, use this episode as your barometer, please.
Yeah. Please don't give us a 1-star because of the coughing. I can hear the reviews. Well, the episode's great, but the homosexual that was coughing in the background.
They were sick.
They were sick.
We're at home. We're married.
Can you get COVID through a podcast, Ethel? Anyway. Give us a 5-star rating, and don't forget, we drop a new episode every other Monday, and find us on social media.
Yeah, Two Fairy Godfathers on Facebook and Instagram.
We'll see ya in 2 weeks, fairy friends.
Bye for now.